My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. And Elena, I don't know if you've come up with any material to discuss this at one of your upcoming shows, but is that the Capitol Steps' first derecho last Friday night? And how did it affect your show?
We had a derecho. I'm learning Spanish words. we were without power in a lot of our neighborhood for days in the sweltering heat. And you know, Al Gore was right about the heat. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's been pretty brutal. So for those who've been without power for days and days, that has not been a good combination. But relief is on the way. It's only going to be upper 80s next week. So you know, that's better, I guess.
Yeah, all right. So then Al Gore is wrong again.
I don't know. Exactly. So, but the big heat came last Thursday, literally and figuratively. That's when the heat wave started, and that's also when the Supreme Court issued its opinion on the president's health care plan. And it gets to stand because it's a tax. The White House says, oh, great, it gets to stand, but it's still not a tax.
And Mitt Romney can't decide.
Mitt Romney can't decide because if Obama's plan is a tax, then was his plan in Massachusetts a tax? And
it's almost too hard to watch, isn't it?
I know. Just when you thought the court was supposed to simplify things, it only made things more of a head-scratcher. But last week we did Cash for Codgers. That's a program that the Supreme Court has not ruled on yet. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we learned in recent weeks is that one of the ways President Obama tried to get all these different interest groups on board with his plan back in the day, especially with the drug companies, is that you may have noticed in the last couple of years he hasn't really made a push for generic drugs or importation of drugs from other countries. Well, there's a reason for that. He basically promised he wouldn't do that anymore if the drug companies kind of got on board with the health insurance plan, which they did. They brought back the old Harry and Louise ads, only this time they were for comprehensive health care reform. And so the Capitol Steps, once again, Elena, way ahead of the push for American-made prescription drugs.
I want you to know this song was not tested on animals either.
One of the Capitol Steps classics, 10 Pills. Here we go.
Now, if you're like the Capitol Steps, you are totally confused about the future of Obamacare with all the legal challenges and Supreme Court decisions. Fortunately, if your head is swimming, there's a pill for that. Actually, there's a pill for pretty much everything. Just turn on your TV.
Round, like a circle that is forming, made of television ads. More and more I hear the warnings for conditions I might have. I have countless new disorders that have finally been revealed. I have dry eye, spastic bladder, and that one with Sally Field. I take drugs for every syndrome. I am like a powder keg. When I kick my spouse at bedtime, I claim it's restless leg. When your health is in decline, just take 10 pills and you're fine. Like the lithium I'm taking with a dose of estrogen mixed with Demerol and Prozac. Now I've got hair on my chin. Our son's on Ritalin and Bextra. We thought he had ADD. But it turns out that the whole time he is just an SOB. I need Ambien Lunesta to help me sleep all right, 'cause Levitra and Cialis keep my husband up. All night. When your life's as bad as mine, at least 10 pills come to mind. Lasix, Cruex, Metamucil, Celebrex, and Naprosyn. Then I take a few Vitorin that I wash down with some gin. Now my ears are always ringing. I think Lipitor's to blame. There's no reason that I take it. I just really like the name. I mixed lidocaine with highballs, and the side effects were queer. I could hear things through my eyeballs. I could taste things through my rear. And that giant knows that Claritin is something I must try. And I take Ginkgo biloba, but I can't remember why. So I'll quit those pills cold turkey. This was all a big mistake. And I swear that there's no medicine or supplement I'll take. Though lately I have found, when depressed or feeling down, thanks to Botox, I can't frown.
Ah, Lana, always a crowd favorite.
That's not to mention all the drugs the performer had to take to learn that song. Really. They looked at me when I said that to them years ago. They were like, do we really got to memorize this whole thing?
Just be glad they didn't have to memorize all the side effects. You know, some of those ads, you know, it's like for itchy skin, and next thing you know, your liver could blow up. And
But it's all worth it to get rid of that toenail fungus. Huh?
That's exactly right. Elena, the conventions are just around the corner. Are you excited?
We're excited. We're waiting for the VP pick from Mitt, and we're hoping it's as good as Sarah Palin, and what could be better?
Well, we'll certainly keep track of that. We're only a few weeks away from the Republican convention. So, Elena, have a great weekend. Try to stay cool, and we'll talk to you later.
You too.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work and buy their stuff online at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.